Keeps the flow. Playing the best of hip-hop, R&B, and jazz.
As you were saying, we were talking about people who buy themselves flowers for Valentine's Day. Do you think that's very whack? And you said yes.
Ultra.
And we
Ultra!
And we transitioned into the chick who married herself.
Yes. You had a full reception. You bought a dress, a gown, a wedding gown. You did all types of...
You seem a little perplexed about this, man.
I don't understand. Like, you should not be that pressed for that type of ceremony. Like, and that's one of the issues that I think a lot of people run into when it comes to dating. You're more
dating
concerned,
and age.
Yeah, you're more concerned about statuses and being married and having a wedding than finding someone that you really rock with that's
exactly.
going to change your life. Like,
exactly.
Why is it most important thing to you a ceremony or this dress? Or this day. I mean, those are all great things.
I wish I would spend $20,000 on myself to have a wedding for myself and no husband.
If I'm spending $20,000,
I'm going on vacation.
I'm going to have
a down payment on a house.
Exactly.
Come on now. Don't play yourself.
A house or a car. Something that's going to last me a while. And it's not just me showing off.
And if that's the case, I'm going to buy me some penis. I'm like, you spend $20,000 and you still don't have no penis to go home to that's attached to a person's body? You played yourself. But we got a special guest in the studio. Q, get that mic. Get that mic, Q.
How you doing?
Yes, sir.
So we were talking about Valentine's Day blues. Like, what would you recommend to somebody who is alone for Valentine's Day? What should they do to kind of boost their spirits?
I kind of think there's a lot of things you could do. I would definitely recommend finding somebody else. You can't be alone on Valentine's
they
Day.
They only got like two or three days to find somebody. So where are they going to find this person?
There's a lot of ways.
Tinder.
Okay.
Yeah, Tinder. I think you may have another dating website and another dating website.
Black people meet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You should not be by yourself, and you shouldn't marry yourself either.
Hell no. You know, you hear that, ladies and gents? If you are not seeing anybody right now, if you really want to get out there, if you want a Valentine, hey, Q says go on an online dating site because you should not be alone.
Never.
But I don't want people to use Valentine's Day as an excuse to really get with somebody and end up having sex with that person and being pregnant because it's Valentine's Day.
People are going to use any excuse
to hit it.
To be pregnant.
Oh.
If that's what they're doing.
Okay.
So,
true.
I mean,
true.
This is just another day. Sorry to interject.
No. Hey, it is, what,
is
it's what it is. Shoot. So, what else? So, they should go on an online dating site. You know, Howard and I were saying hang out with friends. I say watch something funny. Do something that you enjoy doing. You know what? And if you don't really want to take it there with a date, do a meetup. There's plenty of meetup groups that you can go and rock with. It's a lot of events that's going to come up this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Meetup.com.
Definitely.
We got an event this weekend, fellas. Game night.
Three more tickets.
I don't want another chick to buy a ticket. If I see another lady's name on that, I'm going to love them, but I'm going to scream at the same time. So, fellas, go to thisdateisover.com/game night. Get your tickets. They are very expensive. They're $15. That's 15.
Mm.
I know $15 is hard to come by, but I just think you can swing it. Mm. So
Definitely. Or you could just watch, like, Empire on Demand or something. I mean,
right.
That's fulfilling,
Do something
too.
That's going to help you not be sad. Don't sit and listen to another sad love song and don't look at pictures of your ex. Don't do the drunk texting. But if you are going to be bitter and post on Facebook, don't get mad at me for commenting LOL on your in the comment box.
Don't do that, though.
Why?
Don't do it.
I'm going to try not to. But I will have the popcorn.
Gotcha.
The Jiffy
gotcha.
Pop.
Gotcha.
So, I don't know. Any other recommendations? What can people do if they are sad and blue for Valentine's Day? Why do people get that sad on Valentine's Day and not any other day?
They're sad the whole
time.
Every day. Every day.
But it just heightens.
But it's a reminder.
Heightened.
It is a social media is taken over with constant reminders. It's a 24-hour reminder that you ain't got nobody. It's tough.
That's interesting because it's a lot of people who don't have anybody, and people that have somebody are still on social media. And I've actually seen somebody that I know is married on an online dating site before.
Yeah.
I'm just like,
I've run into a couple people. I was like, oh, you single now? No, I'm not.
Like, why are you on here?
Well, ma'am. They're a little confused, but they're not getting exactly everything that they want from where they're at.
Do they not understand the power of a screenshot?
I don't think they care.
I literally right now have a couple of screenshots of people that I know that are in relationships.
I will show you. I do too. I do too.
I hope I'm not on there.
Ooh, you a little loud. Like, don't hold us up. Yeah, so the number to the studio is 301-560-6992. 301-560-6992. What is your recommendation for somebody who has the Valentine's Day blues? They are sad. They are bummed out. They are crying their eyes out. What the hell can this person do to boost their spirits for Valentine's Day? Let us know. 301-560-6992. You can also tweet me or hit me on Instagram at dateisover. And don't forget to check out the website, thisdateisover.com, and post your bad date stories and relationship woes. Let us know how we get through this Valentine's Day weekend, you know, without jumping off the bridge, you know, without jumping out the ground floor window, without slitting our wrists with a butter knife. What can we do? Let us know. So keep it right here on The Flow.
These are way better snacks.
What's better?
These way better snacks. They're non-GMO and sprouted.
What's sprouting?
Sprouting is nature's way of unlocking all the good stuff in seeds, grains, and beans, making it like human rocket fuel.
My chips have little seeds in them.
Yeah, but they're not sprouted, so you absorb almost none of it.
I guess yours are way better.
Yep, gowaybetter.yum. I mean, gowaybetter.com.
Valentine, be my Valentine.
I don't have to say you're beautiful. You've got plenty of the guys to say those words for you. And I don't have to say you run the show. All it takes is a word to lose control for you.
You're not my girlfriend, but I swear that I love you, baby, I do. Say, I know you're not my girlfriend, but I swear that I love you, baby, I do.
I don't have to say you stole my heart, cause anything I have I freely give to you. That the only place I belong is dance to you.
So even though I know you're not my girlfriend, but I swear that I love you, baby, I do. Say, I know you're not my girlfriend, but I swear that I love you, baby, I do. Through all the ups and downs, you can't stop the way I feel now. Even through the storm, joy and pain, I won't change, still feel the same. Anytime you call, I don't care, no matter the reason, I'll be there. Constantly on my mind, and that's why I'm hoping you will be mine.
Valentine, Valentine, be mine.
Oh, 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 oh.
Valentine,
you're not my girlfriend, but I swear that I love you, baby, I do.
Said I really do love you.
You're not my girlfriend, but I swear that I love you, baby, I do. I know you're not my girlfriend, but I swear that I love you, baby, I do. Baby, yes, I do. I know you're not my girlfriend, but
swear that I love you.
Baby, I do.
And I know you love me too. That's right, that's right. I swear.
Ooh, now I'm too loud. Damn it, I'm gonna get my levels right tonight. I swear.
Microphone check. Oh, there I go.
Microphone checker. 1-2 checker. Oh, yes, sir. I'm your host, Miss Marie. You're listening to This Day Is Over Radio, right here on The Flow for soulful music news and talk. I'm also joined by Howard. What's up, Howard?
Yes, yes, y'all.
And I got Q. What up, Q?
Rue.
Oop, Rue. Yes, indeed.
Doing?
I'm just lovely. You just heard music from Ryan Leslie. The song was Valentine. I wonder if he's coming back to town anytime soon.
It's gonna be a good show.
Oh, honey, I know. Yeah. He kissed me on my cheek one time, and I didn't watch it for at least 10 minutes.
Okay, I was going to say, he's going.
No, I love me some Ryan Leslie. I love his music. He puts on a great show. Although, I swear, I wish he would get background singers. That bothers me, because I want to hear the harmony that I'm hearing on your album and your live performance, and when you don't have background singers, that bothers me.
Yeah.
You know, because I come from a family of musicians, and I'm used to that.
Okay.
I'm used to the harmonies, and so when I go to a show and they don't have that, I get disappointed. Just like when I went to go see Flowetry, like when they first came out.
Yeah.
It was at
I've never seen that.
It was at Dream.
Blows my mind. Really?
Right. You can tell how long ago that was.
Before Love.
Yes.
Okay.
It was at Dream, and I was so disappointed because they did not have backup singers. I'm like, I'm listening to all this harmony and all these different vocal arrangements on your album, and then I come here and I don't hear that.
Yeah.
So, yes, hopefully Ryan Leslie has some backup singers. Just pay the people. Give them like $50 or something so they can come sing for you. You know how many talented singers we got out here that just want to be put on?
Yep.
To say I sang with Ryan Leslie or XYZ artist.
Mm-hmm.
But that's my little tangent, you know, because there's a lot of great shows coming up. You got Lauryn Hill on Friday and Saturday.
Ooh.
Then you got my girl, Erykah Badu, on Sunday and Monday.
Bag lady.
It's going to be a wonderful weekend.
Yep.
A wonderful musical weekend. And actually, what's that guy's name? Godfrey? I don't know if you know who that is. The comedian?
Nope.
Well, damn. If anybody, yeah, I like comedy, so I love to laugh. I like going to comedy shows. He's going to be in Baltimore on, I think, Saturday and Sunday. It might be Saturday, Sunday, Monday, but he puts on a good show.
Did I tell you about my homeboy that does the music coordination for Black Milk?
Yes.
Aaron Abernathy. He has a show on Friday night at Bohemian Caverns. I'm going to be at that joint. Yeah, it's great.
Damn.
Always
I
puts
I
on
go.
A good show. Yep.
Aaron Abernathy.
Yep.
Can you ask him to introduce me to Black Milk, though?
Yeah. Next time he's in town.
I'm like, oh my God, I love music. He's like, man, you're such a groupie. I don't want to come off groupie like.
They're so dope. Just regular people.
Okay, because I don't want to come off like a groupie. I just like his music.
Yeah.
I'm like, you know what? Maybe I'll play some Black Milk right now.
Yes, let's
I'll play some Black Milk in the background. That's what I'm going
to
do.
I would love to hear it.
I don't even know. Oh, I know what it's called. It's called.
So clean.
No, I forgot what it's called. See, you had to say Black Milk. Got me being distracted. Well, going back to the topic tonight, you know, Valentine's Day blues. What are some other things that you recommend? Like, what's some gifts that I can buy for myself that won't make me look like a loser?
Gifts?
Like, hey, look, I believe in buying stuff for yourself.
That's fine.
Treating yourself. I'm not into the whole flowers thing. Like, if you're going to get yourself some flowers, go to the grocery store. Don't have that crap delivered. That looks stupid to me.
So, just in case anyone else is keeping tabs. She doesn't like flowers. She doesn't like chocolate.
I didn't say I don't like flowers. Yeah. I said to myself.
Okay.
I said, what kind of gifts can I get
for
myself?
Yourself? You wouldn't buy yourself flowers?
Okay. Don't play yourself.
Hey, I'm just trying to understand.
I like flowers.
I want the people to
don't
understand.
Don't do it.
So when someone comes on Saturday trying to court you, I need them to bring the right stuff.
I love flowers.
Okay.
I like lilies. I'm not a big fan of roses.
Exactly. Everyone
purple
likes
ones, blue ones.
I like all colors. I mean, and I actually like carnations.
Okay.
I love like the purple, the blues, the oranges, the yellows.
Red.
Yeah, the red.
Yeah.
Yeah. Of course I love red.
Where should they send them to? Just so our listeners.
Just in case someone wanted to send you a carnation lily.
I'm not giving out my address on the internet.
You don't have a P.O. box?
I don't have a P.O. box.
Tell them to send it to the venue on Saturday. What's the venue? Hand deliver.
If you want to send me some flowers, send them to me at the San Antonio Bar and Grill on Saturday, February 14th.
On Valentine's Day.
3908 12th Street.
There you go.
Northeast Washington, D.C.
Plug.
Send it right there.
See?
But yes. Gifts
to get yourself though, like if I'm
well, forget about gifts to get yourself.
No, as a man, yeah. I'm gonna get myself something like a Call of Duty. You know what I mean? Somewhere I can go pick it up and enjoy my evening on my own. Like I'm good with that.
Nice.
I don't know what else. I don't know. Other than that,
I think as a man, what I'm gonna do is probably just engage and buy myself some real high quality cologne. I love cologne good. And the women love it too.
Hell yeah, fellas, okay. Please. I love it when a man has on some cologne. I will like sniff the hell out of you. Who doesn't like a good smelling man? Hello. That is just delicious. I know some guys who don't wear cologne. Like, what is wrong with you?
Okay.
But it's I definitely would.
Nobody's calling you back.
I definitely would recommend certain colognes I would recommend. Definitely you got to go towards a cologne called Killian.
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 Spell that, please.
K-I-L-I-A-N.
Killian.
The maker is the grandson of Hennessy. He made Hennessy. He decided he did not want to go in that direction, so he decided he wanted to make sense. And it's the best smelling cologne
I've ever seen. He made sense, and that was making sense for him.
Okay. A whole lot of it.
Okay.
$250 a bottle.
Oh.
Get it at Saks. Plug again. But it's wonderful. Trust me.
Is there a Saks off the rack too?
It's off Saks. It's off Saks.
I don't know.
Yeah. That's oh, honey, you. I'll give you my mother's number, okay? Because my mother loves going to off Saks, and I love going with her. It's at Arundel Mills,
okay,
in Hanover. So going back to the to gifts, you know, Valentine's Day is almost here, and you want to get your special someone a little something special.
Mm-hmm.
What do you? You know, let's say this is a new thing. Like we're just now getting to know each other. It's not on a level that we're in a relationship. What can I get for a man as a non-sexual gift? Like, I don't want to say, hey, look, I bought this thong for you to see. Like, I don't know if we're going to take it there just yet. Just say, like, I like you. I appreciate you. I want to get to know you more without, you know, it being too overtly sexual. Like, what is a non-sexual gift that I can get for a man for Valentine's Day?
A nice bottle of cognac.
Mmm.
Can't go wrong with that.
Get him that Remy. I'm sure he'll enjoy. I like Jack personally, but most guys, if they drink like a nice brown,
mm-hmm, I'm taking notes.
Cognac. Yeah.
And in the background, by the way, is Black Milk. That song is Sonny Jr. Dreams. But yeah, so cognac.
I would say a pair of
socks.
Christian Louboutins. No.
We'd appreciate it.
I almost cursed.
That's after 20 years. But
I almost cursed.
I'm just joking. But I would definitely say probably get them something real simple as, you know, just a card. You can go basic as a card just to let them know how you feel about them and, you know, possibly take them to dinner. I think that would go a long way. Definitely. So
no, I'm with that. I mean, guys, we're not as sentimental with most things, so we may not keep the card forever, mm-hmm, but it will show that you rock with us a little
definitely
bit.
Okay.
You
know, like, so take the man out to dinner.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm. Yeah, because I think a lot of ladies get into the habit of thinking that Valentine's Day is only for them. Like, mm-hmm, it's just about them. Well, my man better do something. He better have something planned. Like, well, when are you going to plan something?
Yeah.
364 days out of the year, we do it for y'all. So, you know,
really?
One day.
Really? One
we
day.
Should be.
Yeah.
One day.
Yeah. Okay. 364. Sure, you're right. Yeah.
64.
Yeah, I didn't even get 364 when I had a relationship. So I'm like, come on now. So dinner, cognac, cologne, a card, anything else that's non-sexual that she can get for that man.
Just show up in a G-string. I mean,
that's non-sexual.
But I'm just
that's
saying.
Non-sexual.
We gotta include that too, though. We got to include that. We definitely.
I don't know
that.
You like that. I'm not ready to have sex with you. So what can I get for you to show my appreciation?
A picture of you in a G-string.
Hold on. Let's back up a little bit.
Yes.
If I was to say, how long into the relationship or at what point am I required to get... Ma'am, can I get my question out?
Go ahead.
You're a distraction.
I'm listening.
But like, how long do we need to be talking where I'm required to get you a gift? If
2 to 3 minutes.
Really?
Wow.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know. It really depends on how you feel about the person, because everybody's different. Like, if you're really feeling that person and you want to get them something, go for it. It doesn't have to be anything, you know, expensive.
Exactly.
But just like a little token of your appreciation. Like, okay. I remember 1 year, this guy, it was nothing serious between us, but we were talking, like, it was right before the holiday season. I was saying that I wasn't going to put up a Christmas tree. He was like, you should just put up your tree. I was like, fine, I'll put it up. And when we went out, he gave me an ornament. I thought that was cool, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, it was nothing like crazy expensive. It was just a cool ornament. I was like, oh, thank you. So I put it on my Christmas tree. I thought that was a nice gesture.
I want to say the last person I got a Valentine for, where I met them relatively early in the year, mid-January or something, I think I got them a giant greeting card and a little bear from the gas station. But it worked. It was a nice little joint. As a matter of fact, it was 7-Eleven.
You stopped the man that was in the intersection with the Hispanic
like,
guy at the stoplight. Hey, my man. Come here real quick.
All that for $10? Let's go.
Yeah, they moving that stuff. Anyways.
It works out, though. It doesn't necessarily have to be anything big. And I think, like you said,
it's the thought that counts. Yeah, yeah. But ladies, you have got to be appreciative, too. Because some people are like, all you got me was a teddy bear from the gas station. You're lucky he got you something.
You're right.
So be appreciative. But we got to go to break. Commercial break is coming up. Not now, but right now. So keep it right here on The Flow.
These are way better snacks.
What's better?
These way better snacks. They're non-GMO and sprouted.
What's sprouting?
Sprouting is nature's way of unlocking all the good stuff in seeds, grains, and beans, making it like human rocket fuel.
My chips have little seeds in them.
Yeah, but they're not sprouted, so you absorb almost none of it.
I guess yours are way better.
Yep, gowaybetter.yum. I mean, gowaybetter.com.
Atlanta. I'll own Atlanta. I'll
say for certain that it's true. There's a chance for me and you. I surely feel like the time is near. The picture in my mind is very clear. I think love has brought us here. I remember not too long ago, I was just a lonely person with a lonely heart. Yeah. And I was hoping there could one day be a chance for me to get the love that I've been missing. Sometimes love takes a long time, but wait for love. Not a waste of time if you truly believe the impossible can be. So hold on tight if you think you're right. Cause nothing hurts as bad as when you see you gave up too easily. Now I remember spending all my time on a dream that kept me wishing that you could be mine. Yeah. And I was hoping there could one day be a chance. Whoa. For me to
get the love
that I've been missing.
Sometimes love
takes a long time, but
wait for love.
I believe that there could one day be a chance for me to
get the love
that I've been missing.
Sometimes love
takes a long time,
but wait for love,
and you're gonna get your chance
to love. Wait for love, wait for love, and you'll get the love
that you've been missing.
Sometimes love
takes a long time,
but wait for love.
You're listening to This Date Is Over Radio right here on The Flow. I'm your host, Miss Marie. Just some music from Luther Vandross. The song was Wait for Love. Right before that was our Makeout Monday song of the day, Voyage to Atlantis by the Isley Brothers. Man, I love that song. That's some beautiful music. But yeah, some of y'all need to wait for love because you gotta wait for Valentine's Day just to rush it. You might just need to wait. But it's time for This Week in Black History, so I'm gonna turn it over to you, Howard.
Yes,
Howard,
yes.
What you got for us?
All right, this week in 1990, after 27 years of imprisonment for crimes against humanity, known as apartheid, Nelson Mandela was released from prison. 27 years.
27 years.
Yeah.
And how long did his marriage last after that?
That's a good question.
Like three?
So you can't ask me questions. Oh, no. Yeah, yeah, no. It wasn't.
He spent 27 years in prison?
He was faithful for all 27 years.
27 years in prison. As soon as he got out, he could not deal with his marriage. But actually, okay. Go on. I'm sorry.
In 1909,
yes,
this week, the NAACP was founded.
Wow.
Yep.
1909?
Yeah. Older than a lot of our orgs, but here nor there. And in 1867, Morehouse College was founded, but not as Morehouse College, as the Augusta Institution.
Wow, the Augusta Institution.
For blacks.
You know what? I was joking with this guy, and I called it Morehouse University, and he was pissed.
As he should be.
It was a joke.
It's the HBCU thing. You went to one.
No, I didn't.
No. Frostburg is not black people.
Frostburg is a PWI.
Well, yeah, get it together.
Yeah, I called it Morehouse College. He was pissed.
You can't do it.
He could not take a joke.
You can't do it. But did you turn me off?
No.
Oh, okay. I couldn't hear me in the headphones.
No.
This week in Beautiful Black Women, my personal favorite of Destiny's Child, Kelly Rowland, is 34.
Kelly Rowland.
This week. I think tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah, she's bad. She's always been bad. She just had a baby, too.
She sure did. And she looks amazing.
Great.
Yeah.
She works out. I follow her on Instagram. She works out with this trainer named, I think, Jeanette Jenkins. I do too much on Instagram. I just know that. But, yeah, they're both beautiful. They have a ab workout tape that I might just watch just for fun.
Damn.
See what they're doing. But, anyway, that's this week in Black History and in Beautiful Black Women.
Why, thank you, Howard. Thank you so much.
Amazing.
He said amazing. Thanks, Q. Appreciate that cosign right there.
Is it warm in here? Jesus.
No.
Okay, maybe it's me in
it's
this.
It's probably you. He's got like 85 layers
but
of clothes.
But it's also this cup.
It's the beautiful suit jacket. Yeah,
thank you, sir.
Too.
I appreciate it.
Beautiful.
I appreciate it.
It's tailor-made.
Yeah.
Tailor-made, yes.
Joseph A. Bank. By the way,
there you go.
Yeah,
plug.
That's my man's name, Joseph A. Bank.
I had to upgrade from what's the name? What's the other joint that everybody used to go to? That had five suits for no. They had five suits for $100.
Sims?
No.
K and G.
K and G. Yeah.
I got a lot of suits.
I did too.
My cousin used to work there, so I would get 20% off.
See, because K&G has five suits for $100. Joseph A. has five suits for $300, so you know it's a little better quality. You
yeah.
know what I'm saying?
It's all about the tailor.
Yeah, exactly.
It's all about the tailoring.
In the
yes.
end, you
speaking,
get it to
speaking
fit you.
Of tailoring, fellas, when you're going out this weekend, ladies and gents, make certain that your outfits are right.
Already.
Fellas, holler at that tailor, get that stuff fixed.
Yeah.
And please, please, fellas, if you take the stitching out of the back of your coat,
there's a few things
that pisses me off.
It's the
I saw
in the
that
back.
At the speed dating thing, and I had to, you know, tell somebody like, "Yo, could you talk to that dude right there and have him pull
yep,
the stitching out?"
Yep.
Because that, please don't wear the tag on the sleeve. Please do not wear suspenders with a belt. It's one
Lord.
Or the other, and not both.
Yeah, it's a bad
That's
look.
Like wearing a tie and a bow tie. It's just stupid.
There's also stitching in the pockets. Those. You can put your hands
yes.
in those pockets. You just have to take the stitches out.
Take it out.
It's the back stitching that really, really chaps my butt cheeks when they don't pull it
yep.
out.
Yep.
And you
cross,
know, make
sure
that you get the stuff that fits you. Like, I don't know what, you know, what the measurements are supposed to be because I'm not a man. So, like, I don't know, like, how big the shoulders are supposed to be. How far down is the sleeve supposed to fall? Like, is it supposed to, like, cover part of your palm?
No, the sleeve is supposed to stop basically right at the line in your wrist. Like, there's
definitely.
I have two. So the lowest one away from the one closest to your elbow is where your suit jacket sleeve should end. Your shirt sleeve should cover the second line, second just a little line, bit, just yep. almost kind of be up on your wrist. So you almost wow. always.
We need not, to have no, that we're on
gonna,
the show.
This is going to be a lesson.
Needs we to be need to have about. This lesson because yeah, a lot of no. fellas don't know. Like your pants should not be on the ground. They shouldn't be dragging.
Hey. Not at all. And then there's a certain fit. You have to have a certain fit.
Baggy
to it.
Fit. It's nothing worse than seeing a man in an ill-fitting suit. That really, really chaps my butt cheeks.
There's like. A meme or something that shows two men in two suits. One man is wearing a baggy suit. One man is wearing just a nice, well-fitted suit. Mm-hmm. And one is going to a corporate kind of thing. And the baggy suit is going to court. That is the probation suit. This is... Please,
no
just probation, give me probation
suits. I saw some probation suits at my cousin's wedding. I was like, Lord, he doesn't know. He doesn't know any better. These guys, they don't know. Because you know, they don't. It's a lot of guys who don't wear suits regularly,
exactly.
so they and have it, no concept yeah. of fit and whatnot. And even like the length of the tie. Like I cannot stand to see a short tie. That will really, really chap my butt.
Or too long. Tie.
Yeah, your tie
yeah,
should
too
touch
long.
Your, the top of your belt.
The tie that shouldn't touch your knee. And fellas, your shirt pocket should not meet with your pant pocket. I've seen that
what?
Happen before.
Shirt pocket
yeah.
meet with the pant
His
pocket.
Shirt pocket met with the pant pocket.
His shirt
was
so
close.
Big.
Yes.
Jesus, I can't
Yes,
imagine.
But you know what? It's the second hour of the show, which means it's time for Miss Marie's Rant and Rave.
We've been ranting.
I know.
Ahead,
I'm still.
More.
I've been
more.
Ranting about suits, but we got to rant about Valentine's Day.
It's my favorite part of the show. Love it.
Is it now?
It is.
You know, for starters, you know, if you don't have a Valentine, it's not the end of the world. Be thankful that you have breath in your body.
Amen.
And if you don't have somebody, make certain that you are desirable for someone to get with. You know, a lot of us want to be in relationships, but we don't want to take the steps to get there. So you might want to reevaluate your situation. Mm-hmm. You know, what are you doing to change? If you're staying in the house all the time, Mr. Wright is not going to knock on your door. If some random man does knock on your door, he's going to be like an effing stalker. So make certain that you are channeling, you know, positive vibes and that you got yourself together. Make certain that you are loving on you. And please don't rush your blessing. I know you want to be with somebody, but don't rush. Don't get yourself into a situation that you are truly not prepared for. You know, if your heart is not in the right place, if you're still thinking about your ex, if you're still depressed, take your time. Do it right. Just like the song we just played, Wait for Love. And you'll get your chance. So just wait. Wait for it. But make certain you are doing what you got to do to receive love. Make sure that you are ready to receive love and also give love. Because it's not just about you. It's about the two of you.
So you mean to tell me if I cook you dinner every day?
You know I wasn't done right.
But no, I just wanted to say that.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
If I cook you a dinner every day, would you be able to receive that? How would you receive that if I cooked
what,
you dinner?
What the hell does that have to do with my rant and rave right now?
No, I was just saying. I mean,
could you hold that thought? Table that
I'll
thought.
I'll hold it.
And also, don't be motivated by loneliness just to get with somebody. Because a lot of people fall into that trap. Like, you know what? I'm lonely. I'm going to go ahead and, you know, do something with this dude that I really don't want to be with. I'm just going to do it because I don't want to be alone. Don't be motivated by loneliness. Learn how to love on you, honey. It's not the end of the world. Like I said, you know, as long as you have breath in your body, count your blessings and be thankful for what you have. And learn, you know, how to love yourself. Don't be a freaking Debbie Downer. Please. Please don't be a Debbie Downer. Online, you know, if you're gonna do that in the privacy of your own home. Get you a bottle of brew or whatever the hell it is that you drink. Watch you something funny. Just try to do something to be more positive, and then maybe that blessing will come to your life. Maybe it's just not your time, because it's not all about time. And like I said, don't rush your blessing, because look at that chick who married herself, because she couldn't wait for somebody to come to her, or she couldn't get herself together to find somebody. She decided that she was going to be foolish enough to marry herself. Wow. But anyways, that's it for my rant and rave. Howard, did you want to add anything to that?
Nope. No. I think our guest, Q, you had...
Yes. What you said, if I cook you dinner every day, then what?
Would you be able to appreciate that? Can you accept that?
On top of all of that, there was actually... I was listening to the radio the other day, and there was a young lady that not only... She did not marry herself, but she decided to marry her cat. An actual cat that she did marry. She decided to marry a cat. So I think
what
that's
what state was
worse.
This in? Where is that?
I think it was Wyoming.
Oh yeah, one of those.
And Ed Lover had her on the radio, and he was asking her, like, look.
Was this a black chick or a white chick?
But I couldn't tell.
We know that that was a woman.
Yeah, I couldn't tell by radio, but by the sound of the voice, I would say it was Caucasian. But I don't want to prejudge. But she married her cat, and the cat was included in the will, which is crazy.
People do that all the time, though. Like, people love their pets.
Mike Vick?
Oh, sir.
We don't want to get into that. We don't want to get into that. But yes, if I cook you dinner every day, how would you be reciprocal to that? Like, how would you respond? I want to ask you.
I mean, are we together? Are we in a relationship? Because it depends on where we are. I mean, if I'm with you and you cook me dinner every day, I'm happy. I receive it.
Very happy?
Very happy.
So
I love a man who can cook.
And there's a gumbo.
I love a man who cooks.
Oh, okay.
And it cooks well, I
should
say.
Well.
Yes.
But even if they didn't cook well and they tried.
I would appreciate that.
That's what I love.
I like, you know what, baby? Thank you so much. Come here, Poochie. I'm going to give it to the dog while you're not looking. And then I'm going to have a backup meal.
And that's fine. That's fine. But yeah, I just wanted to know that.
I don't mean to go too side note, but I'm looking. I just Googled this married cat thing.
There you go.
Apparently it's a website, marryyourpet.com. And she married two cats. No. Marryyourpet.com. It's a real thing.
Real thing.
I can't.
Yeah, she married two cats.
I can't with the foolishness. I'm really over it. I don't know. But
I had her on the show, which
Barbarella
was so crazy.
Buckner.
Bless her and whatever she got going on. But I think that is it's a bit much. You know, I loved my pets very much, but I never thought of marrying them.
Never.
You know, I want to get it on my wedding night.
I say, there's a little
and
pleasure
I don't want that kind
like
of.
My mate.
That's not the kind of pleasure that I'm going to be able to endure. That's just not pleasurable for me to be with an animal. But whatever. But I want to go to Facebook.
Uh huh.
Because I know how I asked the question. You know, what do you do when you're alone on Valentine's Day?
Yep. There were a lot of people. Look, I'm going to accept your answers. Such as, who is this? Miss May said she does the same thing she does every day. And there were a few others that said they just forget that as well. You didn't forget.
You didn't
there
forget. You
no
saw
way.
Those couples
no
kissing.
Way.
You saw all the ads on TV. You saw all the heart balloons.
You went to CVS and picked up your birth control pills and saw all that Valentine's Day candy.
You saw all the guys in line at the last minute with their stuff.
On every street you went to, there was somebody on
exactly
the corner with roses.
What are you talking about?
You saw the Hispanic guy or the Hispanic lady selling roses at the street light with teddy bears.
You
know saw the people at the
is.
Gas station. There's no way that you could have forgotten that it was Valentine's
what
day.
What day is it?
Right.
Michael Jordan's birthday.
But yeah, so that was one that I kind of saw a lot. But a couple other people, Miss Jones says she sleeps. She just sleeps through the joint. That's fine.
Do you, boo boo?
Like I said, get drunk the night before and then you can miss the whole day. Miss Few says she buys herself something good, gets takeout, and masturbates.
Wow. Alrighty.
I mean, if that's what you gotta do.
Hey, do
and
what
I'm
you do.
Mad at you.
Self love
nobody,
is the best love.
I'm gonna say, can't nobody please you like you can.
Right, can't nobody love me like
Mr.
me.
Mr. Rico, though, like I think he and I may have a few things in common.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to call it a gentleman's club, but he hits the gentleman's club. That's not what he said, but that I'm going to edit this comment.
Smart, so, go to the strip club.
Why not? Throw some dollars there. Yeah, you're going to spend some dollars on a woman anyway.
Might as well see some TNA, especially if you ain't getting none.
Yep, there you go.
Go ahead and get teased and go home and get blue, you know, with your blue balls.
And then there's Mr. Faulkner. I ignored your blue balls comment. That's rude. Mr. Faulkner said, you should go out there and have yourself a candlelit dinner at the Waffle House. Because they're definitely offering those right now.
You know what? I would. You know, I don't really like the Waffle House like that. Like, the waffles are just okay.
It's an East Coast staple. Like, I go to that joint
like,
and I'm like, okay.
Everything
I'm
else,
on a road trip,
I get their omelets and stuff. And I do like they get their burgers and like their chicken
like
sandwiches.
You have to get a waffle at the Waffle House.
I'm real particular when it comes to my waffles. Like, and you know what? I'm going to start another blog about this random stuff that I do.
Okay.
But with waffles, it has to be hot. You know, they're not hot for very long. So I don't I don't like hard butter on my waffles or my pancakes. So it has to be melted.
Okay.
So I need them to put it in the microwave so it can melt.
Okay.
Because I need my syrup to be hot too. They don't have a microwave at the Waffle House.
They shouldn't.
So I can't do hard butter in a not so warm waffle.
Do you like light skin or dark skin waffles? I like them crispy.
I don't like it to be too crispy. My mother does. I like both. Not too light though, because okay. I want it to be done.
Okay.
Hold up. Let me understand. Is the Waffle House new up here on the East Coast?
I'm new on the East Coast. That's what it is.
Oh, okay.
This is all new to me. So, but no, it's good. I like it. It's a decent spot. I'm not gonna search one out, but
it's a diner by my house that I go to all the time. That's like the Waffle House. Okay. So you go in, it looks similar to it, yeah. And I love the waffles there. They are. Whew, I had to close my eyes.
Take a deep breath.
They're very good, and I do the same thing. I'll put the butter on. I'll put my syrup on. And I'll send it right back to the server. Put it in the microwave for me real quick. Perfect.
Wow. I don't think I've ever been to a Waffle House outside of the hours of 12 midnight and like 4 a.m. Like, I don't feel like there's a reason for me to ever go during any waking hour.
Day.
Like, yeah, you know what I mean? Like,
don't do that.
There are other establishments that might have a little bit better food. I'm just
definitely
saying.
I would suggest Paul's. Has anybody ever been to Paul's?
Paul's?
Paul's.
P-A-U-S-E?
Okay. P-A-U-L-S.
I thought he said Paul's. I was like,
who's Paul?
Did someone say something?
You got to go there. It's a French boutique restaurant. I wouldn't say boutique, my bad. But a French restaurant is so lovely. There's one down in it. I think it's at the Metro Center. One in Georgetown on the corner.
I'm going to check that out. It's a good date spot.
Paul's or J. Paul's?
Yeah, definitely. No, Paul's. Definitely a good date spot.
What kind of food is it?
You know what's a good
every,
date spot?
What?
It's French, you said. It's French cuisine, right?
Yeah, French.
No, Acadiana, though.
That's my job.
The seafood crepe.
Yep.
Oh,
good.
Excuse me, I have to go and change my underwear. I'll be right back. But no, what was I going to say? Where I had the speaking engagement when I was with the Date Whisperer.
Oh, okay.
Rialto in Georgetown.
Okay.
My God, that chicken was so good.
It was that good?
Perfectly brined. It's a really nice date spot. Like, in the basement, it's real sexy.
Okay.
Very, very sexy. And it's dark. So if she's a little ugly, you can take her downstairs. The lighting is a little, you know, dim.
Yeah.
You can make it work.
What about Ben's, like, next door? What do you guys think about that?
More of a social thing.
That's not a good date place to me.
I don't know.
I mean,
well,
what about
it depends on the kind of date. For Valentine's Day, I don't know. It's, you know, because it's kind of noisy,
no,
so
no.
I don't know that you... Yeah, the food, the sweet potato cake, honey.
Honey.
I will punch somebody if they try to take a slice of that cake, you know, take a bite off my cake.
Wow.
Unless we real cool. That cake is so good.
Mm-hmm.
They make good drinks there, too.
Yeah, the drinks are pretty good. I think the grits and chicken are really good.
Where is that? Ben's?
Ben's next door.
Okay,
Ben's
I had the chicken waffles. Yeah. The chicken waffles.
We're going to reach out to you guys, Ben's. We're going to reach out to you guys. We would love for you guys to sponsor us. Great food. Great people. Bill Cosby, we love you.
Okay, we're going to just refrain from those comments about Bill Cosby. Okay.
There'll be an episode on that.
We don't want to get into that.
No,
we don't want to go into another rant.
That's a whole other show.
That's a whole another show right there.
Probably the next show.
So people who rush their blessings, like the people who are so motivated by loneliness, like what would you tell them? Because a lot of people just went, oh, Lord, I got other music playing that don't need to be playing. Sorry. That's Amy.
It's fine.
Oh,
I'm
no,
answer
fine.
Your question while you figure out
yeah,
what you're
no, doing. Yeah, no, I'm good. So... What was my question?
Lessons.
Motivated by loneliness.
Yeah.
You know, because a lot of people will just get up under somebody or get up under that ex. They will do that drunk text thinking, oh, come back to me. And the ex will top them off real quick. And then they still ain't back together and you all jacked
the
up.
The worst.
Lord. What would I say to somebody like that? You got to know you. Like, I feel like I say this every week. Like, I got to beat this into y'all heads. Like, y'all really have to have an understanding of who you are, because that's going to really determine who you can be with, what you can tolerate, what you like, your preferences, all those things. If you don't know those things about you, you're going to let anybody into your life.
That is so true.
And they're going to do any and everything to you. And if you are around long enough, you build up this desire to have them around because you know them, not because they're of quality. But because you know them and you're used to it and it's comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And I found myself in that same position. But I've taken some time the last 2.5 years, basically, to really figure out who the hell I am.
Who the hell are you?
I'm that dude. Like, it really. No, it's real.
I love your confidence.
It's, but no, it took some time. But there are things that I know that I can tolerate. There are things that I know that I can deal with. And there are things that I love about myself that before I may have tried to hide because other people said they didn't like it or.
But you're not going to compromise.
Exactly.
That's you.
I am who
Take
I am.
Take me as I yeah. am so, or have nothing.
You gotta be comfortable with who you are.
Comfortable in your own skin.
You are not ready to be
yes.
someone else.
Yes, I have to tell you about how I got propositioned before, so we'll talk about that a little bit later.
No, it's your turn.
No, we got to go to commercial,
oh,
so
okay.
He's like, I want to hear that story. So, yeah, but we're going to go to commercial break, so keep it right here on The Flow for Soulful Music News and Talk. Don't forget to call us. The number is 301-560-6992.
Whoa, these are way better snacks.
What's better?
These way better snacks. They're non-GMO and sprouted.
What's sprouting?
Sprouting is nature's way of unlocking all the good stuff in seeds, grains, and beans, making it like human rocket fuel.
My chips have little seeds in them.
Yeah, but they're not sprouted, so you absorb almost none of it.
I guess yours are way better.
Yep, gowaybetter.yum. I mean, gowaybetter.com.
I'm that guy, trust and believe. Give me a chance and I'll prove it to you. I'm qualified, the real deal, and your fantasies are my motivation. Quite frankly, baby, I'm nasty with it. Don't let the gentleman fool you. Instead of putting something on it, I'ma pay it off, I'ma give you more, I'ma give you more, I'm gonna give you more, I'ma give you be your personal submarine. Call me Captain Lick till you come. Your body's flavor fuels my labor. I'm slaving in it till I own the business. Babe, it's okay. You can lose control. I got something that will stabilize you. My stimulus package is more than enough, but it's pH balance for you. I'ma give you more, 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 more. I'ma give you more, 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 more. Quentin Dyer, more, 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 more. I'ma give you just when you think you've passed your highest peak, I can give you all you dream, then put you to sleep. I'll be your Sandman, there's magic in my hands, man. I'll do things to your body that no other man can. How fast is my train coming? Solve the equation, no quadratics, turn the bed aquatic, you'll be an addict. We can break all the rules. I know you're used to guys who only go as deep as kiddie pools, but I'm more than equipped to be your aquifer. Because tonight, I'm gonna give you more. I'ma give you more, 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 more. I'ma give you more, 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 more. I'm gonna give you more, 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 more. I'ma give you I'm a
is the only explanation to the question at hand. Like years of pain gone away in a single day. There's nothing that compares to the way you make me feel inside. And I'm so glad you're mine. Oh, oh,
it's time.
My fortune and fame, but as long as you stay here with me, I would be okay. I look at you and I see me, just reflections of the love you made with me. And I'm so glad you wanna be mine.
Listening to This Date Is Over Radio right here on The Flow. I'm your host, Miss Marie, coming to you live from the IMP Radio Broadcasting Network on RockTheFlow.com for soulful music news and talk. Make sure you check out the broadcast every Wednesday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on The Flow. The best way to find us is at tinyurl.com/RockTheFlow. You can also download the TuneIn app and search for The Flow DC. You just heard music from Brandy, one of my favorite songs by her. It's called He Is. If I sing that song to you, that means I love the hell out of your ass. Love that song by Brandy. It's called He Is. And right before that was music from Quentin Moore. The song was called More. I'm going to give you more. See, I'm trying to get y'all to make love tonight.
Why tonight?
That's what I'm saying.
And lead it up to the weekend. Why not
okay.
Every night?
Shoot. You're right. You're right.
Why not every night? And speaking of making love, I'm going to give y'all a little sex tip.
I was going to say, where are we going with this?
He's like, where are we going? I don't know. Sex tip. Because I think you guys need to be having sex more often, you people in couples, in relationships, whatever. It says, try watching an erotic movie together. There is plenty of good, clean storylines, if the storyline is important, that is not abusive to women. These can get you both stimulated and in the mood. Sharing a sexy flick before bed can spark some passion in your life. So yes, spark some passion. Watch a little movie. It doesn't have to be porn, but watch something that has like a good love scene.
Empire.
Or
Power.
Anyways, or I'm just saying, like, I don't even watch either one of the shows because we are on when Empire is on, so.
That's true.
You know, you can watch Empire on demand.
Yep.
That's what I'm saying.
So let me ask you this, since we're on the subject of intimacy.
Yes.
Do you have any interest in watching your partner please themselves? As a woman, watching a man.
Are my parents listening?
I mean,
we're here.
I mean, I don't think I would mind.
Not that you. Now, I'm not asking if you would mind, but would you make that request? Hey, I want to see you do this.
No.
She would get jealous, probably.
Because it is so easy for us to get to where we need to be.
I wouldn't make that request. I don't.
Okay, some people might have the interest. I don't know.
Unless I'm like bored, wondering. Like, look, all right, I'm done. Could you just finish yourself? But
bored, you're done. Could you just finish yourself?
Right now, I was
gonna say that date is over too.
Exactly. So yes. Get your stuff. Get out of my house.
Wow. The morning after.
Those things happen.
Ain't no morning after. You getting out right now.
The walk of shame.
Yeah.
It's not even shame because it's the middle of the night and nobody sees you. Mm-hmm. The walk of shame is the first thing in the morning.
In the morning.
So watch you a sexy movie. What's a good sexy movie? Love Jones.
Boomerang and Love Jones. Love Jones.
Love Jones has an amazing soundtrack. I should have played that Maxwell song, that mellow, something, something, mellow smooth.
Oh, yeah.
That
okay.
song will, yeah. I Make you a good mix, honey, because my volume, I forgot what volume 9. I made a little volume 9. You need that in your life.
You got volumes?
I got volumes, man.
Of Love Jones?
No, music.
Oh, okay.
I think my volume 9 is like the boom boom room volume.
Pretty Wings?
No, honey. I said boom boom.
The boom boom room.
Boom boom.
You're talking about the Eddie Murphy movie?
That volume 9.
Volume 9.
How many volumes do you have?
15
volumes. Are you releasing these on SoundCloud or something?
Are
these available for download somewhere?
They are available for download.
This, you know what? I used to do radio in college, so I would put my volumes together when I had CDs of stuff that I really liked. So, you know, well, my oldies and you know, my lovemaking CDs. So that's how it came about. So maybe I should put this on SoundCloud if I knew how to do that.
I can show you how to do
it. Okay. I don't. And it's we
on the internet.
It's like 2 hours worth of music, and you can't get that much time on SoundCloud
yes,
for free.
You can. Oh, I don't know.
About yeah, free. I ain't paying for that.
So, what was your number one like love making song since we're talking about Valentine's?
What is the song
Day?
Of the week? Did you turn me down again? I'm kidding.
No, the Make Up Monday song of the day was Voyage to Atlantis. We played that already.
Yeah.
By Ozzy Brothers. My song is Make Love to Me by Zoe.
Gorilla Zoe?
No, honey. You know what? I'm gonna play that. After the commercial.
We need
that. Because we're about to go to commercial right now anyway. So I'm going to play. That song will take. That song is like 10 minutes of everything. I don't even think we're going to get through the whole 10 minutes on the show. But
are you going to be here available to be on the radio after that song plays? I don't want you to get caught up in a moment and like
be in the
here,
bathroom.
Because I don't know how to close the show by myself.
I will be here. I mean, I'll be all right. Yeah, but that song is everything. And also that Marsha Ambrosia song.
Yes.
With you.
Don't. That's my John.
We'll take it there. It's a lot of great stuff. But yeah, I'll definitely play Dezo for y'all right after we go to the commercial break. So keep it right here on the flow. Don't forget, you can give us a call at the studio. The number is 301-560-6992. 301-560-6992. We're actually talking about Valentine's Day tonight, even though we didn't talk about it through the last break. But that's what we're talking about, Valentine's Day blues and what to get, you know, gifts and all that jazz and not rushing your blessing. We're just talking about everything.
Cologne.
Yes, fellas, get that cologne. But keep it right here on the flow.
Whoa, these are way better snacks.
What's better?
These way better snacks. They're non-GMO and sprouted.
What's sprouting?
Sprouting is nature's way of unlocking all the good stuff in seeds, grains, and beans, making it like human rocket fuel.
My chips have little seeds in them.
Yeah, but they're not sprouted, so you absorb almost none of it.
I guess yours are way better.
Yep, gowaybetter.yum. I mean, gowaybetter.com.
Thank you. Yeah. Wake up. Because I know you guys are going to go to sleep. That song is everything. That was Make Love to Me by Zoe featuring Monica Blair. By the way, you listen to This Date Is Over Radio right here on The Flow. I'm your host, Miss Marie, also joined by Howard. What's up, Howard?
What's going on?
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Yeah, just, look.
Joined by Howard.
I'm not going to speak.
What's
anymore.
Going on, Howard?
Nope. Goodbye.
Also by Q. What's up, Q?
I'm doing great.
I'm going to go ahead and fade that out because the song is going to keep going. We got 5 more minutes of the song left, but I had to give y'all a little taste because...
You got to be in that moment for this to work. Not on the radio. We can't do all 10 minutes of that.
Yeah, that song. I mean, I'm telling you, if you're going to get some, download that song. Look for the Zoe is Z-O exclamation point, and search for the Sunstorm album. Great album.
Oh, explanation.
Yes.
Valentine's Day song.
Yes. Play that. Add that to your playlist on Valentine's Day. Make that on your get back banger mix, whatever you want to call your mix.
Wow.
I could make y'all a good boom boom CD. You have no idea. I could put a mix together like nobody.
Is it going to include the Yin Yang Twins? Boom boom. Oh, sorry.
That's going to see. Now you said the Yin Yang Twins. That just like that completely dried up my underwear. No, thanks a lot.
Some of them like that ratchet, rough, that ready, just, Tupac.
When I was in college, he tried to kill me. My roommate.
What happened?
Yeah. He used to get it into Pastor Troy.
Pastor Troy?
Oh my God. Really, oh my God.
Wow.
You know, I was supposed to have a story to tell. I forgot what it was.
Jesus. I don't even
know. What were you talking about earlier? Because I was supposed to share something.
Knowing
your worth. Oh, you know, tonight we're talking about Valentine's Day. You know, the Valentine's Day blues and what can you do, you know, so that you won't be sad and whatnot. And Howard was talking about knowing your worth and knowing, you know, taking a chance to understand you and what you will tolerate. And I remember being propositioned for sex. Like, you know what? I'm going through a dry spell right now and you know what? You seem real cool and I was thinking that maybe we could just do this. I thought about it. I was like, he's kind of real sexy, but I want more than that for myself, you know?
Okay.
I said, I want dates. I want companionship. He was like, nah, I don't want to do all that because I'm doing that with somebody else. I said, then why don't you have sex with her? Well, I don't want her to think that it's getting too serious too soon. So in the meantime, while I'm doing that with her, I would just, you know, like for us to have, you know, just a sexual relationship. I was like, oh, no, thank you. You ain't going to be whining down to somebody else and coming to my house.
But he was open and honest with you.
Yeah, he was open and honest. I respected that.
He kept it 1,000.
He kept it all the way 1,000. But because I know my worth, I'm like, you know what? I'm just not going to do it, you know, because I want the whole package.
No, you're worth more than that.
Yeah.
Definitely.
So that's what I wanted to share, you know, about, you know, rushing into things and blocking your blessings. So make certain that you are not motivated by loneliness. So anything else for people that got the Valentine's Day blues? Once again, fellas, you can come and chill with us at game night. It's going to be Saturday, February 14th the San Antonio Bar and Grill. It's at 3908 12th Street in Northeast Washington, D.C. It's close to Brooklyn Metro Station.
It's going down.
I might just buy you a drink. I might be generous.
I'm going to be there.
Get you a margarita. Get your tickets tonight. Not now, but right now from thisdateisover.com/game night.
If you're cute, I might be able to hook you up. Oh, but there's some cute ones in the
wait,
group.
Were you saying if I was cute?
No. Like,
she's definitely cute.
We already know what you're working with.
Oh, shoot. I thought you said if I was
monster.
You thought I was clowning you on the radio like that? Just in your face. Because
right.
I'm staring you dead in the eye right now.
Oh, my God. If you were cute, I could hook you up.
Wow. No. Ladies
but
out
since
there,
you were a mud
there are a few in the Facebook group, and I'm not going to call out names. I don't want to put nobody on blast
or
myself.
Don't do it,
because you might not rock with me. But there's a couple in the Facebook group. If you show up, I'm definitely going to buy you a drink.
Yeah, it's going down. So you have your invitation. Right.
Because Miss Marie is cute. She's
did you
beautiful.
Say amputation?
The invitation.
Invitation.
Oh, Miss Marie is
my hearing is going bad. Oh, thank you. Y'all are far too kind in my LL Cool J sweatsuit that I have on right now.
Bad.
Right. Hell, I have on my infamous red skin sweatsuit. You have no idea. This is like so comfortable.
With one leg pulled up like LL.
I got both of them pulled up.
Both of them.
And I got on these old Adidas sneakers that I've had for like 10 years that
they still look good. I hardly ever on wear. Her feet.
Yeah. I didn't lost my train of thought because I had something to add to the conversation. But, oh, you know what? Let's talk about the Valentine's Day haters. One of the things I cannot stand are people that just, like, hate on every freaking holiday. They want to poo-poo on everybody's parade. Well, I celebrate love every day of the year. No, the hell you don't.
No, you don't. You're
you
lying.
Don't.
Stop lying.
If you did, wouldn't you have a girlfriend right now?
Mm. Why aren't they why are they hating right now, then? If they celebrate say,
well,
every
I,
day.
They said, well, I don't think, you know, it's necessary to y'all going all this extra mile to do something special on one day. And I celebrate hate. Love every day of the year. No, you don't. Because otherwise, y'all wouldn't have that argument about you leaving the toilet seat up. Like, come on now. People make mistakes. People ain't love you every day.
Method Man and Mary J. Blige gassed some dudes when he was I'm all you need or you're all I need joint when he said all that romance crap to show you love.
Mm-hmm.
No, they want it.
Yes,
and y'all bought into that.
Romance is important, fellas. Ladies like that. And that's what another show we got to talk about, like romance and stepping it up. Take charge. I talk about this one of my girlfriends, you know, about men. We want you to take charge in a situation. Like, when it comes to the date, we want you to have something planned. Granted, I can still plan something, but I want you to plan something, too. Have everything planned out. Don't ask me on the day of, well, what you trying to do? I do whatever you want to do. Like, I want you to have it planned out. That is, like, a turn off.
You said women, don't have it planned out?
Have it planned out. Oh, have okay. a plan. Okay.
Got you.
Yeah, we want the fellas to have a plan. And I think a lot of ladies are getting a little ticked off by gentlemen who don't have plans. They just, well, let's go to the bar, I guess. Or I don't know, let me come over to your house and chill. I don't want you to come to my house and chill. That is not going down.
Not going down.
So we want fellas to have a plan. We want the wine and dining and the flowers and stuff. Just like you want the ass and the titties shaking. You want all that. But
wow.
You got to pay to play. Come on now. Am I lying?
Look, you must so there's a fine balance with this, though, because you get to a point where you've been wined and dined two or three times,
mm-hmm.
and you ain't, all we're doing is continuing to, no, I'm not taking you out no more. Like, you're not showing me nothing. Like, I don't even need it to be T&A.
Mm-hmm.
I just need you to cook a meal, buy a round of drinks after we've been out and spent
yes.
$150
ladies,
for your steak.
Take notes. Like, don't try to bury that man's pockets, you know? You got to give back. And a lot of women don't. They're like, well, he going to take me on all these dates. And I'm not going
to
do nothing.
I am the prize. He gets to be with me. No.
Don't. We need to have a show about that, too. Like, the pretty girl syndrome. Because a lot of women fall into that
Life
trap
girl.
Of.
Life
no,
girl.
Don't put Life it on complexion, girl. Honey. Don't Life do it. Don't play yourself. But I think a lot of women fall into the whole pretty girl syndrome. You know, well, I'm pretty, so I don't have to do anything but be pretty and sit there and be pretty on a date. Like, you need to bring something to the table. You got to have some conversation. You gotta, you know, have some type of intellect and show that you're interested beyond just eating.
Mm-hmm. Just want to sit there with your one word answers.
Oh, how was your day?
Good.
Fine.
Oh, okay, that's it.
What'd you do? Work.
Okay.
Where do you live? Home. Yeah. So I don't know. But we gotta go to break. Dang, these breaks come around quicker than a mug.
Quick.
Yeah. But I hope y'all like that Zoe song because I loved it. That is my ish right there. If you need a boom boom room song, that is it for you. Zoe, Make Love to Me is everything. But keep it right here. We got to go to commercial break. So keep it right here on the flow.
Whoa, these are way better snacks.
What's better?
These way better snacks. They're non-GMO and sprouted.
What's sprouting?
Sprouting is nature's way of unlocking all the good stuff in seeds, grains, and beans, making it like human rocket fuel.
My chips have little seeds in them.
Yeah, but they're not sprouted, so you absorb almost none of it.
I guess yours are way better.
Yep, gowaybetter.yum. I mean, gowaybetter.com.
Thank you.
To the State is Over Radio right here on the floor. That was music from Maxwell. The song was Something Something Mellow Smooth. Another one, if you're trying to get it in this weekend for Valentine's Day, that's another one you need to add to your playlist. That's off that Love Jones soundtrack, which is a wonderful, wonderful CD. Love it, love it, love it. I miss Marie, by the way, in case you didn't know that. Also in the studio is Howard. What's up, Howard?
How you doing?
And Q, what up, Q?
You doing good? How about yourself?
Could you like speak up just a smidge?
You gotta drop it down with the sexy voice.
You covering?
I'm doing good.
You covering?
I'm doing holding good.
Ladies, he's trying to give you the sexy voice.
I'm
coming for you.
He rips and he rhymes. He rhymes and he rips.
Thank you.
But we want to close it out. It's almost that time for us to get out of here. Any final thoughts on Valentine's Day blues and Valentine's Day in general? I thought we were talking about people who poo-poo on everybody else's parade. You know, when somebody says that they don't believe in Valentine's Day because they celebrate love all throughout the year, I think they're just saying it to be cheap.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I get that a lot of these holidays nowadays are very commercialized. I get all that. But I don't see what the big problem is with having a day set aside to celebrate love. If it's about love, what is the big effing deal? What is the problem? But people try to get, it's like people don't want to feel anymore. And yeah. I don't understand that. People don't want to be happy or take pride in doing something that's good. And when do we become such a nasty society of just haters? Like, I accept Valentine's Day is corny. It's corny because you don't have anybody. It wasn't corny when your boyfriend was doing something for you last year when you had a boyfriend, but now that you don't have a boyfriend, oh, it's so corny, it's stupid, it's just dumb. Why do we get that way? Why are people so afraid to feel and express emotion and to be loving? It's a holiday about love. Why can't we just take it as such? Like, why can't we just enjoy it and celebrate love?
I don't know. It's frowned upon. There's no explanation that I see for it. But it definitely, I don't know which generation that flip happened, but being vulnerable, being out there showing affection and doing all these things are lame and whack and are thirsty and all these other things that people just don't want to do no more. I don't know.
It's only thirsty when you don't like the person. Or, yeah, that's pretty much how it is. It's all, thirst is based on how you feel about the person, because if you like the person, you want to enjoy their persistence. You're going to be flattered by it. If you don't like the person, it's going to be seen as thirst. And it's definitely going to be seen as thirst if the person has expressed to you that they don't like you, yeah, and you continue.
That's thirst. I'll give you
to
that.
To proceed. So
that's every day.
So what about you? What about you, Q? What you got to say about people who are so hateful when it comes to celebrating Valentine's Day, or it's just so commercialized? Yes, we live in a capitalistic society, so of course you're going to be pressured to buy stuff. Hey, I'm selling stuff. I'm selling tickets to an event. So it is what it is. So what do you have to say about that, Q?
I definitely think that these people have created their own holiday within a holiday. They don't know how to celebrate the love that should be given every day. So they decide to create a holiday within a holiday because...
What is their holiday? Being bitter? Hating?
Being bitter and hating. So we got to give shots out to them so they can create their own holiday within a holiday, which is called a hater day on that day of... which should be shared for love, which should be every day. But, you know, those type of people, they feel as if... I don't know. They don't have anybody, so they want to create their own holiday of hate within a holiday.
They should just call it "just shut the hell up" day. Like, if you don't have something nice to say, just shut up.
Don't say it at all.
Let people enjoy their moments with their significant other. If you don't have somebody, oh well. If your significant other didn't do something for you, oh well. Do something for them. Yeah. Change it up for a little bit. So, any parting words, Q?
I'm just gonna say, love everybody every day. I mean, it doesn't depend on the date, the situation, any of that. Just love everybody every day. It doesn't depend on any of that. Just,
I don't know. Some people I don't want to love every day.
Well, I love you, so there we go. And I love the whole cast, Howard.
Appreciate it.
Thanks,
everybody. So
thank you. So, Howard, any parting words?
Companionship is the goal.
Yes.
We're not here for any of the superficial. We don't want to just be showing people. We don't want to marry ourselves because we want to show that, prove that someone loves us. Companionship, someone to share your world with, someone to share your life with, someone to share intimate moments and funny moments and everything. If you haven't found that yet, you haven't found it. It's good because you're not settling for just anybody, but that companionship, someone, a true, as my mother would say, a helpmate.
Yes, a helpmate. I need me one of those. A helpmate. Yes, the Lord is going to bless me with one of those. I can feel it in my bones. But that's all I got. You know, as we said before, to land the plane, make certain that you are, you know, self-reflecting. Make certain that you know you and are doing what's best for you. Don't rush into a situation just to have somebody in your corner. Just go out and have fun for Valentine's Day. If you don't have a date, oh well, come join us at game night. If you don't want to go to game night, you know, go to the movies or stay at home, watch something funny, but do something that's going to lift your spirits and not make you bitter. Don't be bitter, be better. And if you want your situation to be different, then change it. Make sure that you're being proactive about your love life and that you are putting yourself out there to meet people without having a negative attitude about it. Yeah, I know dating is frustrating. I know. I of all people know that. Hello, I got the website, thisdateisover.com. For you guys to post your bad day stories. A lot of them online, but most, you know, most of them, not all of them, but you can post your bad day stories there too. But I understand it can be frustrating, but that's life. You want to kiss a whole lot of frogs before you get to your prince or princess. So just keep that in mind, that everybody's not for you. And when you find that one, you know, hold on real, real tight. But that's all I got to say. I'm rambling. It's time for us to get out of here. So make sure you come back each and every Wednesday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on The Flow. The best way to tune in is at tinyurl.com/rocktheflow. You can also download the TuneIn app. It's a free app called TuneIn, one word, T-U-N-E-I-N, and search for The Flow DC. Also, check out the website, thisdateisover.com. Post your bad day stories and relationship woes. Don't forget to check me out on social media. I give y'all a lot of instructions. Jeez, I hope y'all are taking notes when y'all listen to the show. But I'm at dateisover on Instagram and Twitter. And the Facebook page is facebook.com/thisdateisover. You also want to get in our group, but the link is too long for me to even tell y'all. But if you go to thisdateisover.com and you read any of our blogs, the link to the group is in the bottom of the blog post. So check out the latest post, Bad Coffee Date. Share your thoughts. And that's all our time. So have a great rest of the week. Happy Valentine's Day. Hope you guys find love. Hey, you might make a new love. Make a new friend.
See you Saturday.
Yeah, come through Saturday. Meet some of the ladies.
Yep.
Yes. And I need y'all to be on my team if you're good. We're going to play some Taboo. Whoop some ass, you know.
I'll take anybody. We'll win. That's just what happens when you play with me.
Anyways, y'all have a great week. Rest of the weekend. And we'll talk to y'all on Wednesday. Bye-bye.